Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on in, folks, to our Tuesday, September the 16th edition of Sports Talk, heading into the second half. Steve Geller along with Charlie Long bringing it to 7 p.m. this evening. That's when the Saints Hour with the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas, takes over. He'll have on with him tonight's episode VP of Pro Personnel, Michael Parenton, and also the Director of Sports Science, Ted Rath, coming up at 7 p.m. right here on WWLAMFM.com and, of course, the free Odyssey app. Well, it was a pretty decent weekend of football. The Saints did lose. We saw a heck of a fight from the team, though. Spencer Rattler passed for 3 touchdowns, taking those baby steps, advancing forward, looking like a team that is primed for a breakout game. Hopefully it's this week in Seattle. But meanwhile, on the college end of things, we did see the Tulane Green Wave pulling out a win against Duke, 34-27, and those LSU Tigers, third-ranked in the nation, improving 2-3-0 after beating Florida 20-10 on home. Man, oh man, there was a lot of people, though, complaining after the game, Charlie, as you know, because of what the offense looked like. And I guess when you get 5 big turnovers in the game, you're hoping you can capitalize a lot more on that.
Yeah, and we'll listen to the Brian Kelly audio here in just a second, Steve. Kelly talked a little bit about the criticism of OC Joe Sloan, saying that Coach Sloan is doing just what Coach Kelly wants him to do, realistically, is manage games. When you have a defense that is as good as LSU's defense has been in their 3-0 start, 20 points per game from the offense is winning games. And that's all that Coach Kelly wants, is to be able to go 1-0 each week. That's been the mantra throughout the season. So, you know, yes, you would like to see the offense take a step forward. There's plenty of growth there for them. Kelly also revealed on Monday, yesterday, that Garrett Nussmeier has been dealing with a torso injury.
That's the big one to me, my man.
That he had suffered in fall camp. And so maybe that's part of the reason why you haven't seen LSU's offense necessarily air it out. Because, you know, Steve, I think you probably have this included in Coach Kelly's audio here. But Kelly talked about the offensive line, and people were kind of wondering, oh, is maybe that, like, unit why they haven't been going deep or using the deep passing game very often when you have all these electric receivers like LSU boasts on this roster? But realistically, I think it's maybe this injury that Nussmeier is kind of working through is more of that reason. He said that if LSU wanted to throw the ball 50 times in a game, they would feel comfortable doing so because of the pass protection from the offensive line. What the offensive line needs to work on is their technique and run blocking. And that's what Coach Kelly had mentioned. However, the reason they're maybe not airing it out as much is because of that injury to Nussmeier. So the good news is that despite him suffering that injury, he should be okay in a few weeks. With LSU's upcoming slate, they have this game against Southeastern this weekend.
Right.
And then they hit the road to Oxford to go play Ole Miss. And that Ole Miss game is the first of 6 straight SEC opponents for LSU. Now, the interesting thing is that after Ole Miss, though, they have the bye week.
Right.
And Coach Kelly mentioned that after the bye week, during the bye week, they're just going to shut Nussmeier down. Complete rest and recovery, let him heal, and that they're going to be in a quote-unquote great place after the bye, heading into that 5 straight SEC games after the Ole Miss game. So, you know, hopefully we'll see this LSU offense start to pick it up as the season goes along, as Nussmeier gets healthier. You know, they have the weapons to have a really, really strong passing attack. The run game needs to get going and be more consistent. That's been like the number one thing, is that you'll see splash plays from the rushing attack. You saw it, you know, Kelly was kind of banging the table in the post game that the final rushing attack, the final run play that they ran was a splash play. And they've had them throughout, you know, the season. It just hasn't really been there consistently. So working on the rushing attack, getting Nussmeier healthy, I think the offense will be okay in due time. And with how this defense has been playing, Steve, I mean, that's really all they need, is for the offense to be good.
Let's check in with our WWL Sound Bank, brought to you by First American Bank. Here, head coach Brian Kelly, as the Tigers now get ready for Southeastern.
We move on to Southeastern. You know, look, there's a number of guys on this roster that are going to be playing here in Tiger Stadium with an edge. And what's important for us is to prepare this week with a sense of urgency. There's some things that we've got to get better at, and not just on offense. It's offense, defense, and special teams. So this is an important week for us, because after this, we get into a gauntlet of games with SEC opponents. So get better this week in practice. Have a sense of urgency. So when we perform on Saturday, we're putting out a great performance. And that, to me, is the most important thing relative to our preparation. Coach Selfo, I've known for a long time. He's an outstanding coach. He's certainly well acquainted with the state of Louisiana. And certainly they've coming off a nice victory this past weekend against Mississippi Valley. You know, again, they run a couple of quarterbacks. This is an offense that, you know, we're going to need to be one-dimensional. Again, looking to stop the run. And then from a defensive standpoint, you know, they get some really good players. The Proctor kid is an outstanding player, very twitchy. He's a lot like our guy, Gooden. He is active, tackles for a loss. You know, Reno, the linebackers all over the field. So they've got good players. They're going to be excited about this opportunity. We have to work on ourselves this week with that sense of urgency and working on the technical part, the tactical part, so we put a great performance together on Saturday.
How do you get better technically up front, as you said? And when third down, what's the approach to try to fix that at this point?
Well, our efficiency has been pretty good. I think it's more specific about short yardages. And the short yardages of the year is, as you know, we had a couple of them where we came up right short at the sticks. I think that's just continue to have an emphasis in our week of preparation on short yardage inventory plays, right? Because last year we were going for it on fourth down. That's my whole point. Last year we were taking the analytics and running that as a third and a fourth down play. So if we got to, you know, fourth and one, we were going, you know. But this year I'm playing it a little bit different based upon the strength of our defense. Last year we needed to score more points. Now, as we move forward, we're going to need to do both, right? So I think that that's really about how we operate in the week of practice in terms of developing an inventory. These are our plays. This is what we're going to look at in third and short situations. We just have to continue to develop. We're playing a redshirt freshman at right tackle. You know, we're playing a group of guys that are playing together. Paul hasn't played a ton. Cohen hasn't played a ton. Tyree hasn't played a ton. So these are guys that are still growing and developing. And I said this after the game, I'm bullish on this group. I think they're going to be really good. As we can continue to develop, they're going to be a good group, but we got some work to do.
Coach Garrett Nussmeier, are there some mechanics and things that maybe he's gotten away from that he needs to refine a little bit, or what do you see out of him?
You know, I'll be honest, and I wasn't going to get into this, but with you guys, I will. You know, he's been slowed a little bit with a torso injury. And he's fighting through it, and he's getting better. And he's not going to be able to really shut it down until we get to the bye week. And I'm not saying that that has had any of his troubles. I think he is a symptom of what I just answered from Wilson, in that, you know, we're not ripping it, you know, on fourth down. You know, we're taking some plays away from him as well. And he's done a really good job. I think he managed the run game as well as he has all year. We got to let him get the ball out to the playmakers. That would be more of what has to happen. And then we've got to keep him healthy. That's the most important thing.
But you mentioned after the game that you might use more I formation. You don't have a fullback on the roster. So what do you do at fullback?
Well, I mean, when we're fully, you know, loaded relative to our personnel, you know, you can use your tight end in that position. And a lot of times he is today, Matt. The tight end in the NFL really is the fullback. Very few have a fullback on the roster unless he's just a, you know, outstanding special teams player as well. But the point I'm making is we need to get into formational looks that allow us to have the best success in third and short when you know everybody in the building knows you're going to run the football. And so whether that's a fullback or whether that's two backs in the backfield, whether that's, you know, running the quarterback, all of those things have to be on the table.
Can you kind of clean some things up with Witt? Is he available? And then just elaborate a little bit more on West. And then the rest of that room, how much they did step up and kind of hold the rope there?
Yeah, I think, you know, Witt's situation is kind of what I talked about, right, and had a conversation. That's something that we're going to have to deal with after the season when it comes to rules and things of that nature. We all know, I think we all understand what targeting looks like, but trying to make a play on a runner and he ducks his head and you make a tackle, to throw a guy out of the game for that, obviously, you've heard my feelings about it, and I think there's a lot of people that agree. So he'll be back, right? He'll be able to play this weekend. West was a calf injury. You know, I said to our staff in the meeting to Blake, it was a gastroc injury, and he's a Tulane grad, but he still didn't know what a gastroc was. So I thought that was a good thing for a defensive coordinator not to know that. But anyway, it's a strain, so it's the same thing, right? Is it a first degree, second degree? It just depends on how he responds. He'll be back out on the field, whether he's ready to go. I think we've listed him as questionable. We don't have to do that, obviously, because it's not an SEC, but I think he's questionable. We'll see how it goes during the week. And finally, I'm sorry. Look, I'm piling on, right, to your question. But you mentioned about depth, right? And I want to mention them again. Devon Key's coming in. Tylan Singleton coming in. Those guys had to step up for us in a big moment. We had a lot going on. We're calling blitzes, simulated pressures, and those kids did a really nice job.
Coach, with Garrett and with the passing offense in general, how much of what you guys are trying to do with the passing offense is also kind of a reflection on the state of your offensive line and, you know, wanting to help those guys as they, you know, try to gel and come together?
Yeah, look, I would be honest with you. We didn't give up a sack, and that is a really good defense. That is a really good defense. So I'm pleased there. I mean, if we need to go out there and throw the ball 50 times, we're capable of doing that. I'm not sure I want to play that way, you know, nor do we have to. Now, there's going to be some times in the SEC we're going to have to score more than 20 points. Let's get that straight. I think we all know that. So this is about continuing to develop the areas that need that work, and it's our running game. I believe we can throw the football every down if we need to, and I believe that we can protect effectively. So this is really about trying to work on your weaknesses and develop them as we go through this week and moving forward.
Yeah, Brian, your offense this year has probably been at its best with a little bit quicker tempo and no huddle. How do you decide how to balance that without wearing your defense out?
It's a great question, and we felt the same way, right, that maybe we were trying to be too perfect, right, in our play calls. Let's just go play. Let those guys get the ball in space and play. And the same thing with Garrett, you know, doing a little bit too much, checking every play. He's so smart. I mean, he can manage the whole thing, but sometimes, you know, less is more. And I think as you continue to go, you know, into the fourth week, we're developing what that identity should look like from an offensive standpoint.
Obviously, there's a lot of aspects on offense, coaches, players, and whatnot. But for those who are critical of Joe Sloan and the job he's doing as the offensive coordinator, what would you say to them?
Yeah, I had to answer questions of being critical with Blake last year, right? I mean, he is doing what he's asked to do to manage the games the way we need to play. We have a top 10 defense, I believe, in the country. And we need to play to that strength. And so sometimes you have to pull back a little bit here and there. He's being a great coach from that perspective. Because, look, you know, offensive coordinator, they want to score points too. But sometimes I'm you know, tapping the brakes here a little bit in those situations. Because that's going to be the identity of this football team.
Coach, the torso situation with Garrett, has that affected the play calling strategically?
No.
At all? Okay.
No, come Saturday, he's good to go. We've limited him a little bit during the week because of some tightness that he's had in his torso. It's an upper body injury that you want to be careful with how many reps he's getting throwing the football. So he's overcoming that. But we cut him down substantially. I think he's on the other side of that, but we had to be really careful with him the first few weeks.
So it eventually may go away? Or?
Oh, yeah. And I think with the bye week after Ole Miss, we should be in a great place.
Obviously, the safety room has become a major strength for the team defensively, and AJ and Tamarcus, the way that they played as well, has been a strength. But a breakout performance from Deshaun, how does that kind of factor in with a breakout performance like that to give them some more playing in time?
Well, I think for Deshaun, more than anything else, confidence, right? You know, people ask me all the time, well, how do you build confidence in your group? Go make a play. Well, he made a couple. And so I think his confidence will grow, and with that confidence growing, I think we'll continue to see his growth. Because if you've got 3-4 with Jordan Gilbert, who's an experienced player, now you put yourself in a really good position there.
Sorry, just to follow up again on Nuss. When did that happen?
In camp. Yeah, in camp. And it's a product of a lot of throws. He worked a lot this summer, a lot of throws. This was really about more of a management and shutting him down a little bit during the week. And I think, as I said, I think he's on the other side of it, but we had to be careful with him.
Sorry to keep harping on, but I'm just trying to clarify. Like, is that something that has affected the downfield passing game in any way in game?
No, but we don't, you know, you're not working on it as much in practice. So, you know, when you get your shots, you want to be able to take them, but we're not doing it a lot in practice. We're starting to pick up that pace. We started a little bit last week. We'll continue to pick it up more this week.
Specifically with the downfield passing attack, how has it been a little bit more difficult to sort of generate that given just the state of this developing offensive line?
No, I really, in answering your question earlier, I'm really pleased with our protection. I think it's a strength. The two tackles are really good. Their kick slide, their ability to stay square, those were really good ends. I mean, they're SEC top-tiered players on that defensive side of the ball. That's a rugged group, as good as we're going to see. They're rugged. Clemson was really good, too, and we protected the quarterback well. So it's not really about an issue, Koki, of we don't feel like we can protect them. I think it's more about I think we're trying to be perfect, and we don't have to. Catch it, get it out, let's go. And a little bit more of that, I think, is what we should be about, and we will be.
That was LSU head coach Brian Kelly right there, and we have from a texter real quick before we go to break, 8377 asking, who's the backup QB if LSU can get a big lead this weekend? That'd be Michael Van Buren, a guy that transferred from Mississippi State, and I'm hoping you see a lot of him for Nuss's sake.
I think you will. Mike and I talked about that. We still think that Nussmeier is going to start this game against Southeastern.
Hopefully a quarter, and that's it.
I mean, let LSU get off to a good start, a couple touchdown lead, and then put Michael Van Buren in. Whether that be for three quarters, whether that be for a half.
Right.
Just giving us a break. He doesn't need to play this full game.
Taking a break here, folks. When we get back, we'll get into some fantasy football talk. Chad Parsons, Under the Helmet Fantasy Show on the Believe Podcast Network, will join us talking about which top targets should you be putting in for Waiver Wire Wednesday. We'll be right back after this on WWL. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We believe in the power of being everywhere. Listen to WWL anytime, anywhere. Get the WWL shows that you love. Dave Cohen, Tommy Tucker, Newell School, and Sports Talk, as well as the local content you crave on Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps. Welcome back into Sports Talk. Time to get into some fantasy football talk, folks. For that, we turn to Chad Parsons, Under the Helmet Fantasy Show podcast on the Believe Network. Chad, thanks so much for the time today, man. How's your fantasy season going so far?
Going well. All you can do is try to be above 500 here in the early weeks, and you know all your attention to it over the first couple of months really pays dividends.
For sure, no doubt about it. When you look at the waiver wire going into tomorrow, what are some of the names out there you feel like that folks should really be targeting to bolster their lineups?
Yeah, it's a great week. No matter what you're looking for, there are guys that you can plug and play at each of your positions. I think the biggest name and who might go for the most money in most leagues and available in about half the leagues is Cam Scatabo. He really took over the lead role there with the Giants. Week one, he took over for Devin Singletary, the running back two job. Week two, took over for Tyrone Tracy. Just keep stepping up that ladder. So that was one of the big shakeups on a depth chart, and starting running backs are gold, you know, in your typical league. So if he's out there and it's about half the leagues, he is probably the biggest name available.
You know, Chad, I wanted to ask you about, because I'm a concerned Brian Thomas Jr. fantasy owner. Listen, you see the tape and you see all these clips on Twitter of him dropping passes, looking kind of disinterested, just a brutal week two performance against Cincinnati. Is it panic time for Brian Thomas Jr. owners, or is it just kind of stay put, relax, he'll be fine, and he'll get it going eventually? Because it's obviously been a slow start. I know he's apparently got a wrist injury, is something that Liam Cohen had kind of admitted the other day when talking to Jaguars media. Just your general thoughts on Brian Thomas Jr. and his slow start.
Yeah, the volume's there. I would remind folks about, and we're hand-wringing again with this guy, but Mark Andrews a year ago, where he was basically at an 0-4 in September, and he came out of it. He was a top five tight end the rest of the season. And for Brian Thomas, he's out there 38 routes per game, and his target rate is right up there with what you want for a top 12, top 15 fantasy wide receiver. So I'm not worried. And one of the biggest things is we didn't know if Travis Hunter was going to be a big influence here. Well, week two, they had an injury in the defensive backfield. He starts playing a lot more on the defensive side as opposed to week one. And let's be fair, Travis Hunter, if you haven't been following the jersey number, you probably didn't even know he was playing on offense. That's how little impact he's had through 2 weeks. So I think level of competition for targets is not overly high. Travis Hunter doesn't look like he's going to be an impingement on Brian Thomas. And he was an all-timer. Like that rookie season last year, and that carries over. You cannot reproduce that very much. And so with Brian Thomas, I wouldn't be worried. The only concern I have in Jacksonville is Trevor Lawrence, because a lot of the greatest production Brian Thomas had was with Mac Jones. He's gone, and then Trevor Lawrence, can he fuel a lot of fantasy production around him? He hasn't really done that yet in his career.
Chad, for me, drafting-wise, I'm notoriously late in the game getting into tight ends. And so once again, this season, I'm kind of scrambling around looking for someone. And curious what you think about a guy right here in New Orleans, Juwan Johnson. He's been getting the targets. We've seen some drops, though, from him on the first 2 weeks. But overall, Juwan Johnson's status going forward.
Yeah, this is your last week to get him, I think. The good news is if you need a tight end, in a typical 10-12 team league, there's just not a lot of demand. Therefore, you can almost kind of walk up to the drive-through window and the waiver wire, and there's not going to be a lot of competition. But I think this is it, because he hits a lot of the markers for a long-term, meaning season-long, top 10 tight end. And he did have that touchdown drop, end-zone drop right in his hands. But that volume and the fact that we haven't had Chris Olave or Rashid Shaheed step up yet, and the fact that this quarterback has a big-time connection with Juwan Johnson. He's available 40-45% of leagues, but he has the number one tight end matchup here in week three against Seattle. They lock down wide receivers. It's early with these data points, but Juwan Johnson is here to stay. And he was on this trajectory a few years ago before injuries and just everything went chaos, you know, with the offense in general with New Orleans. So he's back. He was on this trajectory a while ago, and it's no surprise that he's up there with 20 targets in 2 weeks.
Spicy.
Yeah, it's really funny with the tight end position just in general, because you have the guys like Trey McBride and Brock Bowers who are always going to be at the top of the list, which is why they go in the first few rounds of any fantasy draft. But, you know, one guy that went a little bit late, and I want to ask you if this is really sustainable, first and foremost, is Tucker Kraft for Green Bay. Because it feels like that passing offense for Green Bay, they got all these different weapons that Jordan Love can spread the ball around to. So maybe target numbers aren't always going to be great for Tucker Kraft. But, man, that dude is making the most of every time that Jordan Love throws him the ball. Obviously, the 124 yards and touchdown performance that he had against Washington, you're not going to see that every single week. But through the first 2 weeks, he's the number one ranked, you know, tight end in PPR leagues. And I think he's been awesome early on. Is it really sustainable for Tucker Kraft to be this solid as a tight end one for the entire season?
I think so, because Jordan Love, if for folks that forget, the last 6-7 weeks of 2023, he was literally one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL, all quarterbacks. And last year, he played through injury quite a bit, missed a few games, but the big part is he played through injury. Now he's extending plays, and really, they don't have anyone, especially with Jaden Reed out, they don't have anyone to peruse the seam, and that's where his big touchdown and big yards after catch come from, is right down the seam when everyone's paying attention to the speed of Matthew Golden and Romeo Doubs on the outside and all of this. So Tucker Kraft, the routes have always been low, so that's the concern. But there's no one that's really taking away from his touchdown opportunities on this offense. If it's not Josh Jacobs, it's Tucker Kraft. And so he is the exact type that a lot of times we think that a guy doesn't have a big ceiling, but tight ends, their peak window to have their max, whatever their prime biggest season ever will be fantasy is 25 to 30 years old. So it's not Kyle Pitts coming out in year one and then he fizzles. It is typically this career arc where they show well enough, they hold the starting job, and eventually the offense finds that perfect storm in a season where they hit 10, 12 touchdowns. He already has two in two games. And nothing on this wide receiver core really scares you. Matthew Golden has not been a big influence so far, and they've already had an injury.
Chad, definitely appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much. Where can folks get more up-to-date fantasy info from you?
Absolutely. Under the Helmet podcast, as well as utahsfantasy.com for all of your fantasy needs.
That's Chad Parsons right there, folks. Thanks so much for the time, Chad, and happy week three.
Absolutely.
Chad Parsons, Under the Helmet Fantasy Show on the Believe Podcast Network, joining us there. And man, oh man, we'll see if the Saints squad can continue to, I guess, evolve. You're looking at these offense at least put up more numbers. Would love to see another 3-touchdown performance from Spencer Rattler. But yeah, Juwan Johnson's been out there on the waiver wire. Been tempting to me, Charlie. I don't know.
Yeah, so I drafted David Njoku as my starting tight end late because it's just like, I didn't get Bowers or McBride, so I'm going to kind of hold off. I get Njoku as my starter, and then I get Kraft as my backup.
Ooh-wee.
Later on.
I hope you had Kraft in last week.
Bench.
Oh,
like 20, I hate when that 25 happens. Points on my bench, but yeah. I still won, so it's okay. But he has now entered my starting lineup as the TE1.
Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll be back soon. The Saints Hour coming up 7 o'clock with Mike Hawes. Make sure you want to tune in for that. Who Dat? We'll be back with even more right after this on WWL. Who Dat Nation, I got some great news for you. Get ready for Drew and Bobby. Bobby and Drew, QB to QB is back Wednesdays on WWL. Check in tomorrow at 4:30. Bobby Hebert, Drew Brees will break down the last Saints game. They'll also preview the next matchup in Seattle. Don't miss QB to QB, the ultimate Saints conversation with legendary quarterbacks. Drew Brees, Bobby Hebert tomorrow, 4:30 right here on WWL. We're going to take a break, close things out as we get ready for the Saints Hour right here on WWL in the Odyssey app, coming back right after this. Folks, the Saints are on the road the next two games, but how'd you like to win tickets to the next Saints home game, where the black and gold take on the New York Giants in the Caesars Superdome October 5th? Score two premium tickets to the game plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar with premium liquor and all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, and that's all overlooking Champion Square. Winning's easy. Go to WWL.com/contest, enter one time every day for your chance to win Saints Giants tickets from Saints Radio WWL. Anxious to see that injury report, the initial injury report for week three tomorrow, Charlie. Name I'm hoping to at least see back in limited fashion. Please, pass rusher Chase Young, we need some pressure on the QB.
Yeah, him and Trevor Penning's another one that, like,
how long is his toe going on, right?
Right. We expected him to miss maybe the first game, maybe the first couple weeks, but really, when is he going to start getting back involved and practicing, getting ready for game action? So those are the two names that we're going to have to keep an eye on if they're going to be even practicing or they're going to be picking up more DMPs ahead of the Seahawks matchup. But you're absolutely right, Steve. That's something that we've talked about, you know, the Saints offense and their challenge against Mike McDonald and the Seahawks defense. But in reality, and obviously there's plenty of time to preview this game. If you can get pressure on Sam Darnold,
right,
he is a different quarterback.
Seeing ghosts.
Like, it's a
but if you give him
thing.
Time, he's a pro. He's going to pick you apart.
He's like Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Jared Goff, when he has all the time in the world to throw the ball, he's elite. He's an all-pro level quarterback. Similar with Sam Darnold. There's a reason the Vikings were so good last year. They give him time. Put him on the ground. That is a major key.
Thanks for tuning in to our Tuesday edition of Sports Talk, folks. Coming up next, the Saints Hour with Mike Hawes. Keep it like right here on WWL and the Odyssey app. Who dat?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day. And get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.